Well, good morning and welcome to Worship Online at Alfador Church this Sunday, the first Sunday in May. We are very glad that you are with us today, and we pray that we all together may worship the Spirit, worship God in spirit and in truth. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge that we live, work, and play on the traditional territories of the Blackfoot Confederacy, Siksika, Kainai, Piikani, the Tsuut'ina, the Stoney Nakoda Nations, the Métis Nation Region 3, and all people who make their homes in the Treaty 7 region of Southern Alberta. We also reaffirm our pledge to stand for justice and our commitment that our church is a place where all people, regardless of race, culture, sexuality, or faith, are welcome. Together, we hope that all can find the true love of God and authentic community. Our call to worship. Here in this place, there are no foreigners, for all are welcome in God's house. Here in this worship, there is only acceptance, for love is the language of faith. Here in our lives, there are no divisions, for God dwells in each of us. Come. Let us worship in unity and love. Let us pray. And so we do come this morning, our Father, to worship you. We acknowledge that you are present. You are working in our lives, and you delight in our worship. And so we worship you in spirit and in truth, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, knowing that you alone, are worthy. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Ruth in the Old Testament, a delightful book with lots to teach us. And so I invite you to, let's read together Ruth chapter 1, starting at verse 1. We'll read to verse 19 from the Message. Once upon a time, it was back in the days when judges led Israel, there was a famine in the land. And a man from Bethlehem in Judah left home to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. His sons were named Mahlon and Chilion, all Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. And they all went to the country of Moab and settled there. Elimelech died, and Naomi was left, she and her two sons. The sons took Moabite wives. The name of the first was Orpah, and the second Ruth. They lived there in Moab for the next 10 years. But then the two brothers, Mahlon and Chilion, died. Now the woman was left without either of her young men or her husband. One day she got herself together, she and her two daughters-in-law, to leave the country of Moab, and sent out for home. She had heard that God had been pleased to visit his people and give them food. And so she started out from the place she had been living, she and her two daughters-in-law with her, on the road back to the land of Judah. After a short while on the road, Naomi told her two daughters-in-law, "Go back. Go home and live with your mothers. And may God treat you as graciously as you treated your deceased husbands and me. May God give each of you a new home and a new husband." She kissed them, and they cried openly. They said, "No, we're going on with you to your people." But Naomi was firm. "Go back, my dear daughters. Why would you come with me? Do you suppose I still have sons in my womb who can become your future husband? Go back, dear daughters, on your way, please. I'm too old to get a husband. Why, even if I said there's still hope, and this very night got a man and had sons, can you imagine being satisfied to wait until they were grown? Would you wait that long to get married again? No, dear daughters, this is a bitter pill for me to swallow, more bitter for me than for you. God has dealt me a hard blow." Again they cried openly. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth embraced her and held on. Naomi said, "Look, your sister-in-law is going back home to live with her own people and gods. Go with her." But Ruth said, "Don't force me to leave you. Don't make me go home. Where you go, I go. Where you live, I'll live. Your people are my people. Your God is my God. Where you die, I'll die. And that's where I'll be buried. So help me, God. Not even in death itself is going to come between us." When Naomi saw that Ruth had her heart set on going with her, she gave in. And so the two of them traveled on together to Bethlehem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us spend some time together in prayer. Let's pray. God of creation, we come thankful that we can come openly, thankful that we know that we are in your presence, thankful that you hear us, each one of us, wherever we are, all at the same time. What a miracle that is. You are indeed an awesome God. And we are so grateful for you, Jesus Christ, for your death and resurrection, for your salvation, for your eternal life, for your gift of peace, and for the gift of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us and surrounds us, comforts us and guides us, convicts us of our sin, for which we confess now. We are grateful. So grateful that when we confess our sins to you, you do forgive us. And we know that we have indeed sinned against you in what we have done, in what we have not done, in what we have said, and in ways that we have refused to stand for justice and turned a blind eye when you are guiding us. Oh God, forgive us. Help us. Fill us with your compassionate spirit again and again so that we may be indeed your people in this, the place where you have planted us. There are many things on our hearts today. We thank you for the many blessings that we have enjoyed in the past week and months. We thank you for the gift of health and the gift of peace and home. We think of people around us that we know who are suffering from ill health, from ill mental health, those that are suffering all the things that you have, you can be there with them in it. We think of the news around the world that we see. We particularly continue to pray for those in Ukraine fighting to keep their country. We pray that you will give them wisdom and perseverance. We pray for those who have had to flee and are living as refugees in new places and in difficult circumstances. We pray for all of those in Russia, for those who are living in fear to speak out against the war, and particularly those who are commanding this war, move within them, we pray. Bring peace. Bring peace in all places of the world that need it so, so badly. In Syria. In Sudan. In Somalia, in Myanmar, Burma. The list goes on. Lord, this world needs your touch, needs your peace. Please, Lord, shower our world and help each one. Father God, we pray for those who are serving you as missionaries around the world. We thank you for their sacrifice. We think of the Haddads in Lebanon and Paddy Nacho in Bolivia, particularly as we support them. But there are many others, and we just pray that you will protect them, help them, give them wisdom, help them to know your priorities. We pray for our troops and our peacekeepers throughout the world. Protect them, we pray. And for all, we pray for their families. For we know that this is a very difficult time to have loved ones in other places. And we think this morning of all of those who are displaced. May they come to know your saving love and grace. God our Father, we thank you for being able to pray for others, pray for ourselves, and the assurance that you hear our prayers. And we pray all of this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our second scripture this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 2. We'll start at verse 11. Again, I'm reading from the Message. But don't take any of this for granted. It was only yesterday that you outsiders to God's ways had no idea of any of this. Didn't know the first thing about the way God works. Hadn't the faintest idea of Christ. You knew nothing of that rich history of God's covenants and promises in Israel. Hadn't a clue about what God was doing in the world at large. Now, because of Christ, dying that death and shedding that blood, you who were once out of it altogether are in on everything. The Messiah has made things up between us so that we are now together on this, both non-Jewish outsiders and Jewish insiders. He tore down the wall we used to keep each other at a distance. He repealed the law code that had become so clogged with fine print and footnotes that it hindered more than it helped, and then he started over. Instead of continuing with two groups of people separated by centuries of animosity and suspicion, he created a new kind of human being, a fresh start for everybody. Christ brought us together through his death on the cross. The cross got us to embrace, and that was the end of the hostility. Christ came and preached peace to you outsiders and peace to us insiders. He treated us as equals and so made us equal. Through him, we both share the same spirit and have equal access to the Father. That's plain enough, isn't it?